As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk involves DZ.
Which I don't know how, but okay.
My son. Oh, you didn't even get him on the phone. I could have gotten Hudson on the phone. I wasn't thinking.
He would have backed me up too much. He's on my side.
You're right. My 11-year-old Hudson has been dying to go to the barber.
Yeah.
Because I take him to I'm not going to call out any businesses. They work hard, but we
take him to Clips.
He really wants to go to a barber. And it's very important to him. So, DZ, thank you. This weekend, you took Hudson to a barber for the first time. You took him to your barber,
sure
Mondo.
Sure did. Yeah, shout out my guy, Mondo, Glazed Studios, man. He puts in work.
Hudson was so excited.
Yeah.
And the only thing he said to me beforehand was, man, I hope the barber doesn't do me dirty.
Listen, I wouldn't be there if that was the case. You feel me?
So, DZ will not let him do you dirty. Like, they will not do you dirty, Hudson.
No.
But Hudson's hair grows like crazy, so he always looks like a mop. He needs a barber,
and he likes his hair a little bit longer. He's mm-hmm. in that phase where he's like, you know, exploring his style, whatever.
Don't get me started. It's taken everything in me to let him do what he wants with his hair.
But he wanted to get a cut, and mm-hmm. I was like, bro, and I had been telling you for a bit, it's like, dude, I will take him to my barber.
Yes,
next time I'm getting a cut, I will take him with.
And let's be real, barber culture is hot right now. Everybody is into it. You know, it's even more popular than ever. And
well, right,
everybody's
at the barber now.
Honestly, you know.
And he's in the stage in his life where he's coming into his own as a young man.
Uh-huh.
Right? And things become important at a certain point where it's like your looks matter more, your hair matters more, the way you smell matters more.
He's about to start sixth grade in the fall, and we all know that's the age.
Ding, 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 mm-hmm. ding, ding. So I'm, you know, thinking, Unc has a moment to share a moment mm-hmm. with nephew. So I'm going to take him to go get a cut, man. Mm-hmm. He wants it. Obviously, I'm not going to force nothing on our youngins. That's not our mode.
Oh, Hudson wanted it.
And he wanted it.
He wanted to go to the barber with you.
If it aligns, mm-hmm. we're going to get the cut. And we did. I took him. It was a great experience.
Aww.
I mean, Mondo has kids for himself. One of them being, like, I think his oldest is basically Hudson's age.
So he's used to the preteen funniness.
He gets it. When Hudson asked for a quarter for the candy machine, he got it. He had a quarter ready because I didn't.
I love it how Hudson takes it upon himself to ask people for money just because. Like, give me some money.
Y'all got a quarter?
Got the machine.
Anybody got a quarter?
Oh, God. What else did Hudson do at the barber? God.
He was really just more asking questions, inquisitive. Mm. He was looking around, exploring. He was like, oh, you know, this looks cool. Oh, what's in that case?
Okay.
What's this over here? And it was like, we more or less gave him an intro crash course into what being at the barbershop is. What we do, what we say, the things we can't talk about.
Oh, he did tell me nothing that was said at the barbershop is allowed to be said outside of it. He told me.
And you see the candor I'm using with the words that I'm choosing, right? Because don't worry about it.
He seriously was like, I can't tell you anything we talked about.
And you shouldn't concern yourself with it because that's barbershop talk. That ain't for you, Mama Bear.
That's exactly what Hudson said.
Uh-huh. That's shop talk.
So what did you guys talk about?
Don't worry about it.
Dang it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Well, we talked about splat.
You guys had a great time, and Hudson came back with a great haircut.
Exactly. All of these positive things, but somehow
of a sudden,
I'm the jerk?
You are the jerk, because then I said, hey, how much was the cut and the tip? Let me Venmo you.
And I got in the car and skirted off.
And you left, and you wouldn't let me pay, and now I'm mad, because...
And I'm still not letting you pay. Why are you going to pay me? Why?
And on top of not only did you take him to get his haircut at the barber, you drove all the way from downtown, all the way back to my house, which was way out of your way.
16 minutes, but okay.
It was out of your way. Admit it.
I might have hit a little Brewers game traffic, but it took 18 minutes.
You went 30 minutes out of your way to bring Hudson home so I could go get ready for my adult prom on Saturday. So I appreciated that. So I felt like, you know, even though we're family,
right,
you wouldn't let me pay. No, you did too much. I don't feel right. I have to Venmo you.
What was too much about it?
And just ask him how much it was and be like, I'm going to send you the money then, Mondo.
I already told Mondo to block your number, so there goes that.
So DZ will not let me pay for Hudson's barber.
I refuse.
That is why you're the jerk.
I 100% refuse to take any money for getting this kid to get a cut.
Why
would I take money?
Because you took him to get a service that costs money and I want to pay for it.
And it was on me. I wanted to do that. So,
DZ.
What? I'm going to take him next time and pay again. What you going to do about it?
Oh, now I'm really going to fight you.
We already got standing appointments.
Dude, he does need a standing appointment. I want to talk to you about that. But that being said.
Let me recheck. When is it? We've got one on the 28th at 1:30.
Good. Perfect. I'm in. And so is Hudson. DZ, you're a jerk for not letting me pay you for the barber.
How? Explain yourself, because this doesn't make sense.
You drove him all over the town.
Okay.
You took time out of your day to take him to the barber when you already had your own children and wife to worry about.
I was going to New Berlin anyway.
You were not. You took time away from your family. You were not going to New Berlin.
I was.
You absolutely
I had to go to the Princeton Club, say what up to Jeremy.
That's
I was on the way to drop something off for my guy anyway.
It was Saturday at 5. You're a liar.
I was making moves for Easter Sunday, so I was like, let me drop off this ham for you, Jeremy. Yep.
That's a lie, too. Okay. 414-533-1037. DZ will not let me pay him for the barber. He takes Hudson to the barber. He's the jerk, you guys. Is he the jerk for not letting me pay for the barber?
You're lucky I didn't take that kid clothes shopping, bro.
You did enough. You drove him all over the city. I didn't even give you gas money.
I
owe you gas money and barber money.
I was going to take him
money
to Ross, bro. I swear, I was like, what you trying to do, man?
You had fun, though? You had fun.
I had a blast.
Hudson had a blast.
Think about it. That's my life in about 5 years' time. Because right now, the boys, Sammy, when he says he wants a cut, I'll just bust out the Clippers because I'm handy with him, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, cool. But eventually, it's going to be our thing where it's like me and the boys.
You and him go to get cuts.
So we're just adding to the list because it's going to be Sammy, Danny, Hudson, and we're going to get Owen in the chair, too. You think I'm playing?
DZ, Owen's going to be driving by then.
Perfect.
Owen's going to be driving Owen's going to drive
payment.
Hudson to the barbershop to meet you guys. Oh,
just tell him
God.
To scoop my boys and me on the way.
My kids are going to be driving your kids. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either, especially when I need a ride. Okay, is DZ the jerk for not letting me pay him for the barber? I don't know what the big deal is. You did enough by taking him. You made the appointment. You drove him. Let me pay you.
No.
You're a jerk.
Whatever. I'll be the jerk. And I'll let... No, you know what? You don't get to call me the jerk.
Yes,
this
I
is,
do.
No, we
I
don't
I can do whatever
know.
I want.
He said, this is our show. We do what we want. He said, I'm Ellie Faye.
Alyssa, you know what? Forget you, Alyssa. She said, not the jerk on the text line. Forget you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Allow him to do something nice for your kid. Dang it. His family loves your family. Except it, Allie. No, he did. He
we
drove him all the way
family.
Over. He took him to the barber. He already did enough. All I want to do is pay for the damn thing.
Man, I even went and checked my car for quarters because he wanted the candy machine.
Taylor in Econimox said it's like Find the Five with bacon all over again.
But it's Find the Haircut?
It's Find the Haircut.
The Haircut Fund. Nah, bro, I'm not taking
Stop
no money.
Stop saying DZ's not the jerk on the text line. 414-533-1037. I don't appreciate you guys.
How was anybody going to ever find a way to call me the jerk for not taking money from you?
And
how? I was going to buy him hair care products. You're lucky your son stopped me because I was going to cash
he
out.
He needs them.
I told him,
he
I was like,
needs them.
Man, I
he
went.
He won't use them, though.
I went Papa Bear. I was like, hey, my man, you want any, like, pomades? You want any, like, stuff for your hair? Something, you know, we can get you a comb.
Please, God. I bought
brush.
7 combs and he doesn't use them.
And he's like, nah, I like to leave it. I'm like, yeah, I can tell. That's why I'm asking.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I did teach him how to like wet it and brush it yesterday to like reshape it. I go, Hudson, you cannot go to Walmart with me looking like this. I told him, I said, you got a cut yesterday. We're going to fix it. And he let me.
Good.
So I'm hoping he'll take better care of it.
I wasn't pushing it on the first time at the barber.
No, you need to. It's horrific.
We're walking out of there with a gift pack next time and you still not paying for it. What?
Now we're really fighting. Okay. Is DZ the jerk for not letting me pay for Hudson's barber? Because I swear to God, you can't just keep taking him and taking him. That's not how it's going to work.
Watch me.
I swear to you.
It's already budgeted.
I'm about to prepay Mondo like $300 just for every cut for the future.
Dang.
I don't have that, but I'm in fun. It seems fun.
Glazed the studio's about to be rolling in the dough.
That's for like 17 cuts.
It really is. You're going to take care of him for the year.
Pay his rent. Okay, is DZ the jerk? We'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ is a jerk because...
Whoa, that's diabolical.
Oh, wait, did I start it out wrong?
That's a wicked way to start the segment.
That's not how we start. My bad. Okay, DZ is the jerk because he came and got my child, my 11-year-old Hudson, took him to the barber shop for the first time. Hudson was dying to go to the barber, and he loved it. And now you won't let me pay you for the barber.
It was my treat. Goofy, what's wrong with you, man? Let me
DZ,
be Unk.
We can't do this every time. You can't come get my kid, drive him 30 minutes each way, and then tell me I'm not paying you for... That's just not going to work.
Watch me. Then come get him from my house then. Because then I'm going to be using him as a babysitter.
Fine. Go to Freddie in Milwaukee. Maybe somebody will have my back on the phones. Hi, Freddie. Good morning.
Because it ain't me.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, man.
Freddie, this guy, he does all these things for my kid because he loves Hudson. I appreciate that.
It's my dog.
Come on. Let me pay for the cut.
Why?
Now it's like you're... It's, no.
Why do you want to pay for the cut that I took him to?
I don't know. Because I feel like you did enough.
So?
No.
I'll do some more. Freddy, I was going to take him to lunch and go shopping, bro. You lucky he didn't have time and neither did I.
Is he the jerk, Freddie? Come on, admit it. DZ's the jerk.
Absolutely not the jerk. 100%.
Thank you, Frederick.
Listen, no. Would you consider him part of the family, right? He loves your kids.
Yes.
So, I mean, why not let him do stuff for your kids every once in a while? Does it hurt, you know?
No, I let my sister do stuff, but every now and then I'll Venmo her, too. Come on.
Right. And what does she say?
I'm Venmoing you. She says, yes, send it.
Oh, dang it. Fair enough. Okay,
see? Then. Real siblings take money.
Yeah, you ain't gonna lie. I swear to
And Freddie knows what I'm talking about. See, if you were a real sibling, you would have taken it.
If my little sister sent me 20 randomly, I'd be like, all right, good. I'm sure you owed it to me.
Oh, look at you changing sides. All of a sudden. See?
Freddie, you supposed to... Man, come on, bro. You supposed to come in strong with this. What happened?
Come on, Freddie. What you got?
Hey, I owe my sister a lot of money, too. But the point is...
but aside from that.
Nobody asked about that, he said.
Look. Now, he might be paying for other stuff now. Moving forward, he might pay for the cap and gown when they get, you know, when they graduate.
Aww.
Don't tempt me. I'll be at the store looking at shoes randomly for myself, and if I see a size 16, you think I'm not thinking of Owen. Bro, yeah, you're going to randomly get a pair of 16 J's for me because I caught them for the low because nobody else wears a 16.
Then you're going to randomly get a cashier's check in the mail and like, where did this come from?
Boys, now it's find the cashier's check inside Kiss FM Studios. Good luck.
Freddie, thanks for nothing. Have a good day.
You too.
My dog, appreciate you, man.
Rico in Kenosha said, Allie, don't block your blessings. The blessing was that he already came and got Hudson when I was busy and drove him all over town to get this cut for me.
What makes you feel like jerky in this scenario? Because obviously, we joking, we ribbing, but it's like, is it because I drove him all the way home when you had, is it because you had a busy schedule and you feel like, oh, I'm the one that should have been grabbing my baby? Man,
I feel guilty always if anyone's taking my kid all over town, especially when you have two children of your own and a wife who's waiting for you to come home. Then I feel even worse.
That's a you problem because my wife was at home cooling with the boys.
Fine. Aaron says fine. Unbelievable. All right, Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, Allie, just pay for my cut then. No thanks, Steve.
What's up? Right. Allie, no you want to pay for somebody's cut? You pay for my next haircut. Forget How about it. That?
Pull up Danielle and Butler. Forget all you guys, man.
Oh, now it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. Hey, girl.
Hello, good morning.
What up, fam?
So is DZ the jerk for not letting me pay for Hudson's haircut?
No, he's not the jerk.
Right, let her know.
Bye, Danielle.
Let her know.
Get off the line.
One up him. No,
turn her up.
One up him and
oh, wait, what?
And go get the babies and take the babies to the zoo.
Okay, all right.
And and then you're even.
Danielle.
You know what?
What are you doing?
What are the kids doing today?
Nothing.
I'm doing a great idea because that also gives Aaron a break. Yeah. And then DZ's got the boys, the older boys. Allie's got the younger boys. Go to Milwaukee Zoo.
Oh, my gosh. It's expensive. We're going to have the time of our lives.
Danielle,
are you kidding me?
You're the jerk. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
I'm going to spend so much money.
I'm around, DZ, and I'm on your side because you're not the jerk.
I mean, whatever, Danielle. Bye. We're going to spend so, I'm gonna spend so
you,
much
fam.
Money.
Much love, G.
So much on your kids.
Love you guys.
Bye.
I hope you are ready for the Amazon packages that are coming today for your kids.
You need to chill because Danielle really did hold behind, go, yeah, but what you can do is to get back, basically, just, you know, take the boys, kidnap them.
Forget Oscar and Win Lake. He texted in and said, Allie's a jerk for taking this long to get him to a good barber.
Somebody with some logic finally coming through in the clutch. Thank you. Sank checks in the mail. Thank you.
Somebody said, girl, wouldn't you do the same thing for his kids? Yeah, and I'd be fighting him if he tried to pay me, but that's not the point.
See, the thing is, my kid's haircut's going to be paid for ahead of time. You don't even know how to contact Mondo without me.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Lance and Economwalk kind of asked me out. Maybe he'll have my back.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe I'm trying to fix it now with the third caller. Hi, Lance.
What up, Lance?
What's up, Allie DZ?
Don't let her butter you up, dog.
Lance?
Don't let her butter you
Lance?
Up. Don't let her butter you up like a buttermilk biscuit. Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it.
Listen, we talking, like, she ain't gonna pick on my sour Skittles now.
Hey, what? Chill out. Oh, my God. All
okay,
right.
Jerk or not the jerk, Lance?
DZ is not the jerk.
My boy.
Yes, he is. But okay, go ahead.
Who drank Allie's GD apple juice?
Now he's making Eve barbershop references.
If you feel that bad about him paying for your son's haircut, go buy his next pair of Air Jordans.
How about that? I'll let you buy my next pair of shoes.
How much was the cut?
No, I still got to have my. You can still pay for our date we had going on yet.
Ooh, Lance, ooh. You know what? Forget it. You're not agreeing with me. I'm not going on a date with you. Goodbye,
you lost,
Lance.
You lost, Lance.
I tell you what, you will agree with my southern accent, right?
Agree with what?
Your southern accent,
my
right?
My southern accent.
I love that, Lance. You
my
know that.
Southern, hey, you can't take the southern gentleman out of the southern
That's
guy.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the only one jerking today is you, Lance. Goodbye.
Much love, Lance. Peace. You got him.
I'm so
you
annoyed.
You got him.
Thank you. Everybody texting in, don't take the joy out of DZ's day. So, and somebody said, I don't know what's going on. DZ took Hudson to get a haircut at the barber. Hudson's been dying to go to a barber.
His first barber experience with my barber, Mondo.
And he loved it. And he had the time of his life. And then DZ would not let me pay for the cut. So now I'm mad.
Why would I ever in the world let you pay for an experience that I shared with my nephew?
Because it's my child.
Okay, so?
Let me pay for both of you guys.
He was my kid in that moment.
Fine. You know what?
I was solely responsible for him. You couldn't have gotten to us if you tried. You didn't know where we were.
Mark my word. In 1 year, we're going to be back in this spot where DZ goes, is Allie the jerk because she hasn't paid me for one cut in 52 weeks?
You know what? You ain't wrong. Because next year, I will say, all right, but it was $40. All right,
okay,
send
but
that
really?
To-
Forget you. For real, though? Thank you for taking Hudson.
You know it's love, and you know, like, I ain't going to take no money for it regardless.
Seeing the joy in his face and like how much fun he had and how much he just was like happy and excited, like, thank you.
I was equally as happy and excited.
Really?
We talked music the whole time.
Oh, he told me.
He tried to commandeer my radio, and I had to smack his hand. I was like, uh-uh, not in this car.
He tries to he tries to take my radio, and I'm like, absolutely. Uh-uh. You're never going to. He goes, can I play my music in the car? No.
He tried to skip my track, too. I was like, oh, no,
he
boy.
Did not.
I was like, boy, don't get put in that car seat. Don't get put in that car seat in the back.
Hudson is the jerk. You know what?
It's forward facing. I can strap you in.
He would never fit. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Well, thanks for taking him to get his haircut.
Love, fam. For I'll do it again. And we do got a standing appointment.
He needs a standing.
2 weeks.
He needs them because his hair grows so quick.
Well, we're going to get him back in the chair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire.
Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A week and a half. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, good. I appreciate you for that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.